Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Invited to Common Ground. This is a portion of the audio from a video that I recently shared with my Patreon supporters. My Patreon supporters get access to exclusive content as well as early access to content that will be shared publicly. It's just $5 per month, and I would love to have you join our team and help support this ministry. My members had access to the video of this teaching as well as the audio version and some other related resources as well. I want to go back to our discussion looking at lessons from Paul's missionary journey. And we're in the city of Athens now. It's in Acts chapter 17. And Paul's just doing what he normally does. He is reasoning, it says, in the synagogue with Jews and Greeks, and he's in the marketplace day by day, it says, with those who happen to be there. He's just striking up a conversation. I think very similar to the way I've been able to strike up a conversation with people while I'm in the school. But then out of nowhere, there's a group of people, actually two groups of people, Epicurean philosophers and Stoic philosophers. And it's Luke writes this, that they came up and began to debate with him. And they even call him a name. What is this babbler trying to say? He seems to be advocating something about foreign gods because he's talking about this Jesus and being resurrected from the dead. What I find interesting is that Paul didn't take the bait right then. He didn't say, oh yeah, let's have a debate. Let's get into it. Let me explain to you what's going on. There's no wording here of any interaction in a conversation that Paul is having with them until they invite him to come. Now, at first, it's just one way. What's this babbler saying? They're not saying to him, explain to us what you're saying. They're talking amongst themselves, but Paul can hear it, but he doesn't engage in that conversation. It's not until he is invited into the conversation. And I think that that's the first important lesson for you and I. We might hear some people over here that are chirping. Maybe they're talking about what our faith is in Jesus, and we hear it, and maybe it's a little agitating. Maybe they call us something like a babbler or some kind of disparaging name, and we want to turn and start getting into it, but we haven't been invited into the conversation yet. And I notice here as well, Paul doesn't initiate that conversation. It's when they come to him, they took him and brought him to the meeting of the Areopagus. They said, we'd like you to come over here. And then Paul stands up and he starts speaking to them at that point. But I love how he starts speaking with them. Now, let's back up. He's reasoning before with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks at the synagogue. He's probably talking to them from the Old Testament scripture and explaining to them how Jesus is the fulfillment of that Old Testament scripture. But this group, the Epicureans and the Stoics, they have no knowledge whatsoever of Old Testament scripture. So listen what Paul does to find common ground. He says this, I see that you are very religious. How does he see it? Because I walked around and looked carefully at your object of worship. And then he says, and I even found an altar that you had set up that you designated to the unknown God in case you are missing something. So he says, let me start with something that is a common ground for you and I. I see what is going on in the culture. I see what you're gravitating toward. And he says, and I'd like to try to explain to you who this unknown God is. Now, in explaining, he again doesn't pull out the scripture and say, let me tell you what the scripture says. But he quotes two different poets that they would have been aware of. One was a little older, one was a little bit more contemporary, but they would have been poets that they would have understood. It might be like you and I today, maybe quoting something from William Shakespeare, or we're kind of going back in history, but have a pretty good hunch that you are aware of this. And then he begins to lead them towards an understanding of who it is that he's talking about. He says, so now before, you are making fun of me for talking about this Jesus that has been resurrected from the dead. But then he concludes this way. He says that he has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. In other words, this is how I've said it to people sometime. If somebody tells me that they're going to be killed and come back to life 3 days later, and then they do it, they've gotten my attention. I'm going to listen to the other things that they have to say. That's really what Paul is saying here. He gave us proof by being raised back to life from the dead. And as you might expect, because we saw this before, even with the Jews that he talked to, it says some of them sneered. Some said, we want to hear you again on this. But some people, it says, became followers of Paul and believed. So let me break it down for you. Let me sum it up this way. When you hear people talking about you, but not to you, don't feel obligated to jump into the conversation with them. Wait until you have the invitation. Once you have the invitation, start where they are. What is the common ground that you can pick from? If they're talking about movies, if you're aware of that movie, use that as a starting point. If they're talking about music, use that as a starting point. If it's in a classroom where they're talking about philosophy or science or literature or whatever, use that as your starting point to go into your conversation. Because you know what? The Bible takes a backseat to nothing. That means that there is not one subject that the Bible wouldn't address at some point. You can drill down with those subjects and you can ultimately bring it back to the scripture. So do that. Wait till you're invited into the conversation. Find a common starting spot for both of you. And then from there, lead them to the Savior that is revealed in the pages of scripture.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.